We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
If loving Gogi is wrong, I don't want to be right.
What would Socrates say to that?
Bam! It tickles my fans.
Okay.
Goosies.
I don't have hair!
Oof.
You got Marcos.
That's not
right.
Yeah, that's true, you do got me. Get over here, Marcos. Let me look at you.
They don't want it!
Tobin and Leroy, ready to deploy. Had to hit it with a little journalism, but that was a decoy. Better have about me, boy, okay. Leroy and Tobin, host of the show, man. Stairs on the sauce with the show, and till then, his half moon open. Sometimes go taste like a snowman. No proof, I'm a lie about a motor. No proof. Like I always wanted him, I never hated him. I never traded him, and if I did, I never ever traded him. You know what? What is a star? Like under the city, the driver's side floor. Go take a large, so many more. 10 in the morning, never a bar. Hey, 10 in the morning, 2 to the P. Nothing to you, but it's something to me. Handsome as ever. Cute as can be, you can watch this on YouTube review for free. This one time for the Twitch, this one time for the text, this one time for the phone line. Whole time, wonder what they gonna do next.
You know, I just wish you guys would stop the quibbling.
Morning, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Hello, Leroy. Oh my god, another iced coffee. That thing is ginormous.
Hello.
Take a bath in that thing. What did you put in that iced coffee?
It is caramel and almond milk. Sugar free.
You're gonna. Is it? I mean, if it's caramel, is that sugar free?
Oh no! I said I went.
I don't think that's how that works.
All right.
It's like, do you, but you just got back from the gym. I mean, you earned yourself a treat, but I don't think that's how that works.
So no, I didn't. I got back. I went to the eye doctor because I'm having trouble.
That's where I'm headed after the show today.
I'm having trouble seeing stuff. Right.
Mm.
And the problem is I want to check the glasses first
because
you don't want to get, you know, the exam and everything, and then not be able to get the credit because the glasses suck.
Yes.
So, and then I get a discount at Oakley. So I was looking at Oakley, but when you look at stuff online, you can't tell if it's going to fit your fat face.
True.
So it's just like so complicated.
Why and are you now, grabbing your face, Marcos?
And now, personal shot there.
And now the place that I went to, which let's be fair, I thought it was Leroy threw me under the bus. Hey,
Robbie's piping in.
So I thought it was a lens crafters because I remember, you know, but it wasn't. It was something else. They don't even do the eye. They do the eye exam virtual. So it's an eyeglass place, and there's no eye doctors there.
Huh. Hmm.
So, right. Exactly. So I was walking around looking at the glasses and then, you know, enjoying my iced coffee. And then I said, well, I can't figure it out. So I'll come back later.
Marcos is heading to Detroit tomorrow. I'm sorry.
That's right.
Yeah. Can I just tell you?
Yeah.
It's not like Florida.
Yeah.
That airport ain't nowhere near the city.
Believe it or not, I knew it wasn't like Florida when I looked up the strip club situation up there. And I realized I am no longer in Kansas. Huh?
What is the strip club situation up there?
So this was my plan, right? As of right now, I have a hotel booked. By the time we finish the show, it'll be sometime around midnight. By the time my flight leaves, it's, you know, I got to be at the airport at 3 a.m. So I was like, hey, let me not you know, waste money on a hotel room. Instead, I can go to their version of Tootsie's. Apparently, not only do they close at 2 a.m., you can't have alcohol in the same room as the entertainers.
Right.
And apparently,
rules?
You know, it's crazy. What is this?
Would you like, would you like an alternative?
Oh, I'm listening. I'm tickling my fancy.
Go across the tunnel and go to Windsor.
Windsor. You know, I'll look it up for research purposes. Ah,
home of Brett Romberg.
It's 10 minutes away.
Wow. But
it's like going over the bridge to go to. It's the same distance as you go from 95 and going to South Beach.
As long as it's closer than Jay Fig's house, I think I'll be willing to go.
Speaking of clubs, did you guys see what happened yesterday on Heat Twitter?
No.
So yesterday, some Boston snoopage was going on, and they ratted out some of the Heat players, saying, "Hey, saw you guys partake after the game one blowout loss. Looks like some of the Heat went out and let loose a little bit." I guess this is called Han.
Yeah,
Han in Boston.
I looked it up. I had to know.
So question, just out of curiosity.
Yeah.
The game was on Sunday.
Game is Sunday. This is Sunday night because it leaked yesterday. So this would have been after the loss.
No, I got you. They don't play until Wednesday. So what are they supposed to be doing?
Well, first of all, Nico's not allowed to go to the club.
He's
not old enough.
That's true.
He's not supposed allowed to drink.
He's supposed to. No.
21 to enter.
You don't get into nightclubs if you're under 21. Mm. And they're being a bad influence on our good boy. Okay.
That's true.
You don't know what they were doing in that club.
Oh, dude. I saw their Instagram page. Whoa. I know what they were doing. All right. I didn't know Boston had Astron. Now, obviously, it's not down here. It's like the minor leagues.
Nah.
But they got Astron.
They like the jumbo shrimp.
just them walking, waltzing in. Just like this guy. We know that hair. We know that's Jaime. You know? And then who pops in there? Oh,
he knows he's guilty. He's guilty.
What are you
trying to be all sheepish walking in there, dude?
He's guilty.
Dude. Nico? He's got a man, Toby.
Yeah.
He can compete with you for noses.
Oh, dude, you're telling me.
Look from the side?
Oh, I didn't think anybody could be in my weight class when it came to schnoz.
Look at that thing. Looks like a beak.
Man, Nico. He's like, hopefully they don't see me, Bobby.
Of course, everybody sees you. You're the tallest person in the club.
I don't appreciate them going out after a loss, though. I think they could have waited one day.
Why?
You would have preferred them to go out last night,
even though
they had practiced this morning?
Yeah, you know what?
They had the whole day off yesterday. It was a day off. Maybe watch some film on your own. They had the whole day off on Monday, but they did just get their ass kicked.
That's my thing. Lost.
Wait. Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What can they do about that after the game is over?
Well, apparently drown their sorrows in cheeks.
Yeah, well, no, that's
anything,
not.
But, anything
no,
other than not, that, though, dude.
No, but I'm saying, well, like, what are they supposed? No, I would like to know.
Yeah.
After you get beat down and you have Monday, Tuesday, you don't play until Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
What would you like your professional team to do?
I think Tyler Hero, film.
Film, for sure.
Film.
On Sunday after the game.
Film. Yes. Right to the film. Right to the film. You really? Throw up a stinker like that.
Really?
Do you see Bam? Really? I don't see Bam.
I didn't see
Bam. Where's really? Bam?
Correct. No. So I'm confused as to the game's over.
Mm-hmm.
You don't play for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand what is film gonna do? He was 1 for 1,000. What watching film? What is watching film gonna do?
I think that you know
what is watching film gonna do?
I don't know. I'll tell you what it's not gonna do.
It would make you feel good.
Look.
But it's not gonna matter.
It's just not a great look. That's all it is.
It's not a great look.
You can't be looking at cheeks after that performance.
All right, what about getting like some sort of rehab?
So wait. Let me get this straight. So what you're saying is,
mm-hmm.
if you have a professional team,
yep,
and they lose badly,
yep,
you don't want to see anybody having a good time.
Nope.
I think the best thing you should do is just get it off your chest and
really?
Move on.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you something, dude. He better light it up in game two then.
True.
What does Sunday night have to do with whether he's going to light it up on Wednesday?
Could have been in the books.
Yep.
Could have been doing in the what? iPad. I don't know. Something.
Focus.
11 points?
Come on now.
Can I just say, Nikola Jovic out on the town? He's not even legally allowed to do that.
You sound ridiculous.
Do I?
You do.
Do I?
You do.
Look at these guys waltzing on in like they didn't know what just happened. Like they didn't just get housed. And there he is.
Beep.
Caught you.
Why you stop on him?
Because he's not supposed to be there.
What about Jaime? Can Jaime go out? Because he played well.
Jaime can go out.
Yeah. Oh, so that's what we're doing. Depending on how you play determines whether you can go out.
Well, yes. No. Nico legally can't go out. He's not supposed to be there. Okay? Mama Jovic is not going to be happy.
No. He legally can't drink.
No. Most clubs are 21 and older.
That's because of the alcohol.
Yes!
If he's not drinking, he's fine.
What do you think happened?
I mean, he's hiding like he's about to go get himself a knife. Look at him.
Mm. He's a baby.
So anyway, like, stop it with that. One has nothing to do with the other.
Nico, it's your mother. What were you doing at Han?
Oh, mama, you know, just team activities, blowing off steam.
Oh, you guys blew all right. Right off the court. Hauser, Kristaps Porzingis. They blew you all right. Out of the water.
I think if people think that, right, you're actually being ridiculous. First of all, it's a series. Get that out of your system as quick as possible. Reboot, go back at it on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, does the nightclub still stamp underage people?
Oh man, is it like the strip clubs? You got to wear the T-shirt,
the orange.
If you're under 21,
I'm underage. Oh, so great! Love that.
I don't understand. That don't stop them from asking to get a lap dance, though.
Definitely does not.
No, money is money for sure, but it's just hilarious. Right.
It's just humiliating, is what
it is. It's not humiliating. Who cares?
D Sizzle says Jovic ordered the chocolate milk.
Somebody else said he ordered a Shirley Temple. I don't get what the big deal is. So you are determining based on how they played if they could go to the club.
Nico can't go to the club.
How many times did you go to the club during the playoffs? Let's see. We played after the game, but not during the week. So, and then after we lost to Atlanta, I did not go. They had a team party.
Yeah. Love Love's not at the club.
And I did not, because Love Love old as hell. Love Love taking a nap somewhere because he know he going to play 30 minutes next game because he the only one producing.
Duncan's not there.
He's from there. He might be with family.
It's the Young Bucks.
Mm-hmm.
Dunks might be with family.
Was DeLon right there? I didn't see DeLon Haywood. I didn't see no one.
Yeah, hey, I saw a couple of them.
I saw Lando Robinson. I saw Alondis Williams. Mm. See Tyler Jovic.
Jaime.
Wow.
Mm.
The old brick squad.
Look, you guys can go to the club, but don't embarrass me on the next game.
Wait.
I'll remember.
Here, can I say this? You know, Boston plays a part in this.
I don't care.
Okay. Like,
I don't care. Like I said, enjoy your night off, but I'll keep it in mind on Wednesday.
And so if they get blown out again, it's going to be because they went out on Sunday.
Look, I would have thought
Do you know how ridiculous that sounds?
I don't know, dude. It's just in the back of my mind.
Okay.
It's not going to be in the back of my mind.
Right. Okay. That's ridiculous.
All right. Now, Leroy, let's say they go, they get wiped off the court again, and you catch them in the club again.
They're on their way home.
So you're not going to think like, okay, you know, two times now, guys?
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing with it. When you go clubbing in Boston, is they're like, oh my God, there's stars here. Like in Miami, it's no big deal. They're just like, yeah, whatever.
Just another day.
You think Nikola Jovic has ever gotten on Only in Dade? Never.
Not recognizable.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, there's actual famous people here. They're like,
I just think, let's not overreact.
Look at that tall drink of water.
Okay.
So, you look a little young to be in here.
I'm sure nobody said that.
Oh, dude, he's walking in. Let me tell you something. I know that look. I've had that look before when I've snuck into to pubs down here during college. That is, I got away with my fake ID look.
Fake ID.
He walks in.
Whoa! You see how quickly he moves his head away?
He is like,
oh, no. This guy has fun.
Here it comes.
Look at that face!
That is, I got away with one.
Hands in his pockets. Does he not look like the Kevin James meme?
He does. He's very sheepish. He's like,
oh, hope mother doesn't hear about this. Well, guess what I did? And guess who called Mama Hero and said, your boy is taking my boy out to see Cheeks and he's not old enough to be in a club.
But that's not even a strip club.
Oh, dude, listen. It's not a strip club, but I saw what they got up on that stage, and it's basically a strip club.
How far is that?
Remember Planet Hollywood? That's not a strip club.
Yeah.
But it's borderline.
I remember you being posted up at the bar saying, I'm having a couple of drinks. I'm like, dude, nobody buys drinks in Vegas. Except you.
That was Hooters.
That place was terrible. Oof. That was like,
no longer there.
Are you sure that's not a restaurant,
dude? No, I'm not. I looked it up. It ain't a restaurant. Okay, you're not. If they were there,
can you get food there?
I don't know. Probably. Not a restaurant.
You get food at Tootsie's. Delicious chicken wings.
If you want to get food in Boston, go to Legal Seafood. You know, get some chowder.
Chowder. Go to Wahlburgers.
Yeah, they were hungry, all right.
Not for a W, though.
What do you...
No, I'm okay, fine. Wait. We'll give them one. They get one.
Here's the funny thing about this. Y'all act like they should have won that game.
No, maybe they shouldn't have, but...
No, I'm not saying they should or shouldn't have won, but I know what I'm not doing afterwards.
Yeah.
Everybody says that.
Look at this face from Nico.
Oh, guilty. Look down.
See Orlando Robinson walking in. It's like it's nothing. Thomas Bryant walking in like it's nothing. I don't know who Big Fella is.
He's holding the light like he the bouncer or something, walking them to their table.
Yeah. Right here. Right this way, Mr. Hero. And tell your teenager he can come along too.
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
I think they were there to eat.
They were there to eat.
I like how everybody's like, you know what? Grown men should be able to do what they want, except one of them's not grown.
That's true.
That's funny. We pick and choose when we want our athletes to be grown, right? Like, you want to talk about him when he played bad like he grown.
He should be home watching cartoons. No.
We want to talk about him like when he plays bad like he's grown. But then when he tried to do grown stuff, you'd say he's a kid.
Look at that.
Make up your mind. Make up your mind.
Look at that kid.
He said they had to put a booster seat up for you.
He's like walking in there. They give him the chicken tendies.
Yeah. I thought you said that's not a restaurant.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It definitely doesn't look like that on their Instagram page.
Mm. Oh, okay. But yeah, the Instagram page, they want to get people in the club. How you know them guys wasn't there and they got the table to eat? You see the guy leading them through.
What do you think they were there for?
Food.
Does Nikola Jovic look like that if he's there for just some sushi?
The game ended at 4 o'clock. Why do they wait that long to go to a food spot?
You don't know what time that is.
Oh, dude. I got an idea what time that is. That's wee hours.
How late is a club open in Boston on Sunday?
2 a.m. I'm looking at it right now. One day ago, posted by Han Boston. Back at it again. It was Fuego Sundays at Han Boston. Fuego Sundays.
Well, listen,
that's
you better
a terrible name for a Sunday.
Yeah, you better play Fuego on Wednesday.
Really?
Yep.
Like you? All right. So now let me ask you this.
Yep.
So if they win, they can go clubbing all the time?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. Absolutely. Hey, if
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, we call that the Dennis Rodman. If you're winning, you can go to Vegas in the middle of the series for all I care. Just got to win, baby.
What the hell is wrong with y'all?
We'll take a quick break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Headlines brought to you by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Supercenter. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford.
We know trucks.
Panthers back in action tonight against the Lightning. Game 2. Puck drop, 7 o'clock. You can hear that game right here, 560 WQAM.
Fancy is tickled.
7:30 puck drop. Excuse me. 7:30 puck drop tonight. David Dwork will join us in the 12 o'clock hour. We will talk a little Cats with our boy David Dwork. And we'll talk a little NBA coming up later on today with our Odyssey NBA insider, Danny Green. Danny Green stopping by the show today. Incredible update sent by our intrepid producer, JFig. We have learned from Fuego Sundays on Han in Boston, where the Miami Heat were partying after getting their asses kicked. Look at the club sign here, Leroy, that they bring. Get that they bring out when they come into the club. They have little messages. You ever see these? They put the little messages now at the club. The people love them.
Like when they bring out the bottle and stuff.
Yes.
Like this.
Yes. Exactly. Like Marcos has behind him. He has the sign. I don't think he has anything on there right now. Used to say, "We heart JFig." It's not there now. It just says, "Heart Fig." But at the club that the Heat were at for Fuego Sundays in Boston, there says, "Horny people only."
Now tell me that's a restaurant. Tell me that
that's not a restaurant, dude.
Tell me they just went there for food.
Wow,
horny people only, dude.
I tell you what, I'm.
Well, they did have a little Miami flavor there with the DJs.
Well, I think somebody was saying. I guess that's Latin night.
Yeah, which is great.
Dade South says you guys are David Dwork on the first segment. Listen,
wow,
hey man, you can you cannot say that's not funny. The way Nikola Jovic is rolling up into that club, looking like he's like guilty as all hell.
I guess. I just think it doesn't matter whether they're in that club or not, as far as winning and losing.
Oh my goodness. Schmeathan says, "I see that sign all the time at Bonefish Grill." Oh yeah, for the bang bang shrimp.
Oh,
horny people only.
Wow. Bonefish.
Somebody said, is that Scary Terry holding the sign? Now we got to go back. Go back.
Oh, great. More investigation.
His neck looked great.
Oh, my God. That's too funny, man.
Yeah. I don't know. I just don't like it. It's not good for optics.
They are an Asian themed club with a Spanish themed night.
Right. It's Latino night. You gotta
yeah. Gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh man.
The guys must have really missed Miami if they had to go find Latino night in Boston. Like, boys, really missing home, even though we were just there a day ago.
Also not the best home record.
You guys need to go to Han. Yeah, it's what do we call that, O'Keefe? Yeah, it's Latino night. You go there, you have a great time. They do the salsa.
Were any of the other losing teams caught in the club?
No,
I don't think so.
But right? I gotta tell you, LeBron might want to go to the club because he stepped to yesterday's game.
Angry dude.
Wow.
Yeah. And I saw the game. Like, I don't know how long into it, but they had some opportunities to win following that call that he was disputing.
Oh yeah, it was in the third quarter where they hit D'Lo right in the face.
Yeah. So what are we even talking about here, dude? You lost a 20-point lead. You're gonna blame it on a replay?
I tell you one thing. Tough day for Anthony Davis, who was whining and crying about not being the defensive player of the year because Joker took that dude right down to the post, bumped him for an and-one, and then Jamal Murray. Mm. Right at him, jumper, fadeaway, game winner. Mm. That's not tough.
There is only one other player that I won't accept him using the moniker, but Jamal Murray takes it to another level in the playoffs. I can definitely say that for sure.
I know. He's really good.
It's really unfortunate.
Every time in that game three last year where I was like, Miami, here we go.
Yeah.
Jamal Murray, big three just to shut everybody the hell up.
Crazy.
It's amazing because you remember he got 2 years ago, he got hurt.
Yep.
And we didn't make that big of a deal about it. And now, the last 2 years,
incredible. And he was incredible in the bubble, too. He was incredible in the bubble, too. And the thing that's crazy about it, like, LeBron's beside himself last night with the replay center. But I think really what he is just like, can't beat the 10 straight losses to the Nuggets. That's rough. Can't beat that team. They can't beat them.
No matter what they do.
Beat them. And they had a 20-point lead yesterday.
Yeah, that's disheartening. Honestly, that's the kind of thing that ends a series. If you can go up 20 against a team that you feel you can't get over the hump on and they still beat you, that's going to linger for a couple games.
It definitely stings. We'll hear a little bit from LeBron and Anthony Davis coming on up. Take a break. Horny people only right here on Tobin and Leroy. Back after this.
I don't like that.
But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. Miami 560 WQAM is the handle there. If you go subscribe there and get notified every time we go live, you can watch clips there on demand as well. And then lots more shenanigans to get into here on the show. David Dworkin to join us later on the show. We'll talk some game 2 with him. We have Danny Green on the show as well. We'll talk some NBA playoffs with our Odyssey NBA insider. But now we go to our Odyssey Amphibian insider. Jesus, Leroy. I mean, Leroy, you can't drink by your microphone, dude. Like, it's like we're literally like inside your caramel almond milk iced coffee. It was like that type of right in there.
You done?
Are you?
You're lashing out this morning. I don't know why.
Lashing out, dude.
You are, dude.
Marcos, get me a playback of that sound for next segment so he can understand how loud that was. So he can understand how loud that was. But first, let's mix it on up, dude. The Mixed Bag brought to us by Broward Health. Well into your future. Leroy.
What's up?
And Tobin. I know you saw it already. Were you able to catch any basketball yesterday, good sir?
A little bit. I watched the the Knicks.
Oof. Oof.
Like, that game ended almost as bad as the Lakers game.
Hmm. Philadelphia was they thought they were going back 1-1 up 5, 40 seconds left. Even their broadcast was like ready to I think they were teasing the post. We're going back with home court advantage. Oops.
Yeah, that did not go well.
All I kept thinking about was get those yellow ropes out of here.
That didn't go well for them, and the same thing could be said for the Lakers, who gave up a 20-point lead late. Jamal Murray ends it on a buzzer beater. And who was sticking him? None other than whiny baby defensive player of the year candidate, Anthony Davis. He answers what happened on that last play there and why he's such a bum.
To kind of piggyback off that one, can you take us through that last play and just what happened and what unfolded and what was, I don't know if you were screened or what happened on that last play.
Jamal Murray made a shot.
Wow. Frosty.
Woo! Yeah.
Man,
that's what 10 straight will do to you.
That is rough. Sometimes, nothing you can do, man. Sometimes a guy just makes a shot.
Oh, man. Just a giant lurch, just lurching back behind the curtain, too. Like, after that happens, he gets up off the stage and just goes behind that little pavilion. What happened, Jamal Murray? Man. Do you know Jamal Murray said that Anthony Davis was so big, he couldn't even see that he made the shot. He's like, I just knew because everybody was happy, but he never saw the shot go in.
Yeah, wow. He's a giant.
That's great. We got some more from that game, actually. A lot of angry Lakers following this loss. This is LeBron. He's absolutely furious with the replay center. This is probably the angriest I've ever seen LeBron in postgame. I mean, I've seen him do some snippy things. Remember when he had the pants suit shorts or whatever? The suit shorts?
That was great. Yeah, grabs the briefcase and just leaves.
Yeah, exactly. But not going to lie, this is probably the angriest I have seen King James, is what he had to say.
I don't understand what's going on in the replay center, to be honest. I think I said it this year or last year or whatever. D'Lo clearly gets hit in the face on a drive. What the f*** do we have a replay center if it's going to go? It doesn't make sense to me. It makes no sense to me. It bothers me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your question, but that s*** is like. And then I just saw what happened with the Sixers-Knicks game too. What are we doing?
Man, not a rough night for the microphones. Mm-hmm. Just getting Gronk spiked.
I would imagine that it's got to be frustrating. You know what I mean? Like, and like I look at stuff and answer questions like this. Who cares? We lost. Goodbye. Like,
yeah.
They ain't gonna. What do you want them to do? We made a mistake. Go like. Sorry, we messed up there.
Well, he's bringing up the replay. Like, then nobody even asked him about the replay, though. Like, he's
I know, but he makes a fair point. Like, if you can replay it seven times in the arena and see he got hit in the face, then going to the center, like we already know
for lashing out,
right? We already know he got hit in the face. So I don't understand. You know, I get. You know why. Somebody would just look, don't have a replay center if you're not gonna call something as obvious as that. That being said, you gave up 20, right? You were up 20. Like, there's no same thing with the where I don't care if at the end of the game you're rummaging on the ground or whatever and you thought you should have been fouled because like they were trying to foul him.
It was like there was like four opportunities to get a loose ball and a rebound. I know, like the one, yes, the timeout was rough. I know Spo gets annoyed with that too. Like, you literally have to like go in front of an official's face to sometimes get time out on that loose ball. But like, hey man, you got the biggest guy in the court. He didn't even jump for a rebound.
Right. Exactly. Exactly. How do you let Hartenstein in a sea of red jump up and get the rebound?
That's what
at that point with the lead they had, they could have tackled him.
Hartenstein is so annoying because that's just all he does. It's just like you wonder how that dude just ends up with the rebound.
But I'm just saying, like, there should be, like, if you know enough about what's going on in the game, you're up by, what are you, three?
They're up five. No, they were up five. They were up five. They hit 2 threes. Like, they had one loose ball that goes to Jalen Brunson. Jalen Brunson rolls in the three. Like, it's the front of the rim.
Right.
Squeaks in. Then they steal the inbounds. Which is like,
miss a three and then get another three.
Get another three after they're trying to call timeout. And DiVincenzo gets the ball. Bang. He hits the three. He gets the double bang from old Mike Breen. It was a disaster for the Sixers.
It was a disaster. It reminded me of, remember Reggie Miller against the Knicks?
Yeah.
It's very similar, except it wasn't as messy as that. It was just a steal and a shot. And so, like, yeah, I'm wondering why they didn't call timeout, at least just get it to the other end.
That's what he was trying to do. That's his big gripe, though, is he thought, he's saying, I did, like, Nick Nurse is like, I did call timeout and you guys just ignored it.
Right.
So apparently the Sixers are filing. I don't know what this means. They're filing a grievance for the first two games.
It doesn't.
I mean, the damage is done.
Right. And that's see, and here's the problem. You want players and coaches to be aware of the situation of the game, right? The officials need to be too, because you know there's no way in hell with a 2-point lead, right? At that point, you're not going to get the ball and get it all the way up the court, right? So why not have somebody keep an eye on the damn? Or the players got to know.
Frog boy, what else we got in the? By the way, who are you chatting with? Who's coming in there and interrupting?
Steph is harassing me. Even Len came by, and Len had the nerve to ask me for something from the Boston Celtics talking about today's game.
What?
Gross, dude. Gross. Yep. But it's okay, because we have more mixed bag to cure my sadness, and nothing cures my sadness like. Click. Yankees crying.
Oh, dude. Woo-hoo! This was the moment of the day yesterday.
What?
Yes.
Did you see this?
No.
Oh, dude. So let me explain this before he plays the sound. The game is two batters in, right? And one of the Oakland A's, he gets hit on the foot. But he does it with a check swing, right? So, like, all right. They're like, hey, that should have been a strike. He swung. The umpire says, no, he's going to first base, right? And they check down at first base. The guy says, safe, he didn't swing. And so Aaron Boone's like, hey, Hunter. Hunter Wendelstadt is the home plate umpire. He goes, hey, Hunter, you can check on that too. And Hunter Wendelstadt, this is where the sound will pick up. Hunter Wendelstadt loses it on Aaron Boone. And then Aaron Boone gets kicked out of the game immediately. But you can see on camera, he didn't say anything. It was the fan sitting above the dugout who said something.
Oh!
Who got him kicked out? Here's the sound on Yes Network.
Is the first base umpire you saw making that call.
You're not yelling at me. I did what I'm supposed to do and check. I'm looking for him to get hit by the pitch. You got anything else to say? You're gone. Okay?
Oh, okay, Hunter. Well, you know what? We're not going to need a John Boy breakdown of that one. We got a very clear... there you go. And now Aaron's saying, I didn't say anything. Aaron's saying, hold on a second. I didn't say a word.
That got intense very quickly.
So wow.
I'm feel curious as to, must not have been a lot of people there if he could hear the fans.
There wasn't a ton of people. I don't know if it was a doubleheader. I don't know why the game was happening at that point. But
So now here. Let me say this. We talk about players being sensitive. Okay? That guy. He got to be suspended, right?
I would think so,
especially
dude.
When it wasn't Aaron Boone and he already went off. You see what I'm saying? So now the first comments came from Aaron Boone.
The first comments you hear on that clip are the umpire. He goes, no. I checked. All right, Aaron, enough. He says, enough.
No, but did Aaron say something before that?
Aaron just said, you could check too, Hunter. You could see, like, on the break. So, like, the guy gets hit in the foot, but he does it with a half swing. They award him first base because they check down to first base, and the guy says, no swing. And Aaron Boone's a little annoyed, and he goes, hey, Hunter, you could check too. And so then when you hear him, he goes, that's enough. All right, I checked. I was checking to see if he got hit. He's like, all right, take it easy, man. And then as soon as the warm-up starts happening, the fan is chirping. And the fan, I actually watched the John Boy breakdown of this. The fan, all he says is, come on, home plate. And he goes, that's it, Aaron. You're done. He goes, I didn't say anything. What?
Oh, my goodness. So yeah, he's definitely got to – that, like, something got to happen, right? Because if we're going to get on players and coaches for being sensitive like that, then the ump, you better be damn sure if all he says, come on, home plate, right? You better be damn sure it came from the right mouth before you start kicking people out.
Well, the funny thing is, too, because he was like, he said in his post game, because he tells a pool reporter, he's like, I've never thrown a fan out or blamed anybody for what a fan has said. Aaron Boone's the manager. Even if he didn't say anything, he's like, if somebody in the dugout said it, he goes, then he's responsible. But nobody in the dugout said it. We all have eyes.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. He's got – and then, wait, didn't he double down?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, these streets need a body. He needs some time to think about what he's done.
Man.
Right? You can't be – wait. Aren't the officials, the umpires, the refs, whatever, aren't they supposed to be the voices of reason? Aren't they supposed to be the guys to keep everybody calm? He was the hottest head out there. You can't have your umpire being the hottest head on the baseball field. You can't.
He said, quote, apparently what he said was there was a fan right above the dugout. This isn't my first ejection. In the entirety of my career, I've never ejected a player manager for something a fan had said. I understand that's going to be part of the story or something. That's because of what Aaron is portraying. I heard something come from the far end of the dugout, had nothing to do with his area, but he's the manager. So he had to go. So he's just completely making it up.
Right.
He's just like, oh,
no, dude. Even with video evidence, even with pictures of the fan yelling, he's still... Well, because now he's got to stick to his guns.
Crazy, dude.
So that's the guy right there, right?
That's the guy yelling right there.
And he is right at the end of the dugout.
No, he is. Yeah, he's right by Aaron Boone. Crazy. Man.
You might want to eat a couple of salads too, big fella.
You fat shaming the umpire or you fat shaming the fan?
Umpire, look at him.
Wow.
His hands look tiny in that big ass suit.
That is a big blazer.
Right.
But doesn't he have like
they got pads underneath.
He has like a bulletproof vest.
What does he have on? Full football padding? Because his legs looking big.
Okay.
look at that.
I don't imagine a man named Hunter Wendelstad to be a thin man.
Let me see. I got to Google this now.
What's
his name?
Does he not? At some point, he got to come out and apologize, right?
Yeah, when he made his post game, declaration that it didn't matter, he still hadn't reviewed the video evidence. I really feel like he should have reviewed the video evidence
he was ready, yeah.
But I don't think he has to talk to anybody anymore. He already addressed the media. That's how it works. That's the umpires.
What Major League Baseball got to deal with that?
That may happen. We'll see.
You got to come to the – wait.
Aaron Boone
did not hire him. But Major League Baseball, and that nonsense is not acceptable.
Angel Hernandez gets to continue to umpire, though.
He kicked somebody out of the game.
So does Scott Foster.
For saying – what did he say?
Come on home plate.
That's what he said. That's what made him kick somebody out of the game?
It was one word.
With all the cussing and dirt kicking and all that stuff I've seen at home plate.
Oh, that guy loves a Golden Corral.
Okay.
Well, wait, is that not ridiculous?
That's a turtle shell.
He does look like a turtle. Oh, man. Take a quick break. Hour two coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.